Lag Boma this year falls out on Friday, Yud Ches Iyar. So what are the Yontif this year? It always, Lag Boomer and this Yontif always falls out on the same day of the week. So what are the Yontif fell out on the same day? It's Friday, so it was Purim. So Purim and Lag Boomer always fall out on the same day. So what's the link? They say Plag, pay for Purim and Lag Boomer. So what's the link between Purim and Lag Boomer? So the different schools of thought. One is that by Purim, how did it start off? It started off as a terrible day, an inauspicious time. Lahashbig, Lahagor is called Yudin Tafinoshim, until Mordechai and Esther intervened, and therefore we had a Yeshua. So it went from tragic to Yeshua. So too, our rabbis tell us the real Yud Ches Iyar wasn't called Lag BaOmer then, but what started on according to some opinions, on Lag BaOmer, the Mabul started. The Mabul was an inauspicious time. But what else? What happened much later on started Yud Ches Iyar. The Mun started falling. So we went from the Mabul to Mun. We went from a terrible situation, a life-threatening situation, to Parnassus, to be able to eat for 40 years. So to Purim, we went from death to life, Misa L'Chaim. So we see that's the link between Lag BaOmer and Purim, from Misa L'Chaim. And as well, we see another connection as well, that Purim is known as the Yontif of Nistar, that Hashem's name isn't mentioned in Megillas Esther. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the miracles behind the scenes, Derech HaTeva. However, when it came to Lag BaOmer, we know we have the tradition of Shimon Bar Yochai revealed the Zohar, the mystical teachings. So too, just like Purim, there were the hidden, the Yeshua came through hidden things. So too, over here, the hidden secrets of mysticism came out. In fact, that's what they point out, that if you count the days, we know the days between Pesach and Shavuos are 49 days. The days between Purim and Lag BaOmer are 64. So 49 is a series of 7. 64 is a series of 8. So we have a general klal. 7 is Derech HaTeva, that the 7 days of the week, the 7 years for Shemitah, the Shemitah cycle. But that's the normal Torah that was given. The Torah Shebiksav, the Torah of the Nigla, that was given between Pesach and Shavuos. However, Purim, which is hidden, Lag BaOmer, which is the mysticism, so that's the number 8, that it's not falling through the Derech HaTeva, it's through Malami Derech HaTeva, that's the allusion to Purim and Lag BaOmer. Okay. To the non-normative matter. So we have two, so we have the explanation we went from Purim, from Misa to Chayim, so to Lag BaOmer, Mabul to Mun, and that's why, in fact, the minhag of, we have a rainbow, which means when we had the Mabul, we had the rainbow came out, and that's a bow and arrow. It's called the Keshet. So therefore, there's a minhag on Lag BaOmer to play bow and arrow. That's the allusion here. And then you have as well that it's a hidden thing, that it's a hidden secret, that Purim, God's name was left out. So too by Purim here, the Lag BaOmer, the hidden secrets were given, and hence that's an allusion that Torah Shebenigla, series of 7, the Torah Sandister, series of 8. That's why there are 64 days between Purim and Lag BaOmer.